All right, so let's start with the rapid fire. The first one is, at what age do you want to retire? How long does it take you to get ready in the mornings?
30 minutes.
Favorite color?
Blue.
What time of day are you most inspired?
7 to 8 in the morning.
How many hours of sleep can you survive on?
5.
Fill in the blank. An upcoming technology trend is blank.
AI native networks.
How do you relax?
Read.
How many cups of coffee do you drink per day?
I don't drink coffee.
A habit of yours that you hate?
Not doing any exercise.
The most valuable skill you've learned in life?
Pause.
One word description of your leadership style?
Nurturing.
Ideal vacation spot for relaxation?
Island.
Key factor for maintaining a work-life balance?
Pass.
All right, so that's the end of the rapid fire. Now we can go on the bigger questions. The first one is, tell me about your role as the head of advanced network research at Samsung Research UK.
Yeah, right. So I'm the head of advanced network research at the Samsung Research UK here. I lead a team of really talented researchers working on the cutting-edge technologies for beyond 5G and 6G networks. So having said it's beyond 5G and 6G, we do also have a flavor of near-term research that looks into the immediate impact into the standards and into the product. And for the longer-term ones, we're looking for release 20 and beyond that sort of timeline. Yeah, so it's a mix of flavor of near-term and long-term research. Yeah, that's what I do.
What do you see as the role of AI in the telecommunications industry, especially as the chair of the AI expert working group of UKTIM?
Yeah, so AI is a foundation for telco transformation. Over the past few years, we have observed the network is getting more and more complex, and the network OPEX and CAPEX are increasing day by day. But at the same time, the network revenue is reducing. So, the telco operators are looking to reverse our trend by reducing the cost and also to expand the new revenue stream. This is where we do see when AI is integrated fully into the network, from operation to services and to the business level, where AI can provide leveraging the telco as a platform, and then the telco can provide this AI-driven value-added services to the wider ecosystem and to help with the widespread adoption of AI across the ecosystem.
So in your role as the head of advanced network 6G research at Samsung UK, you lead a team focused on developing network architecture and AI native networks for beyond 5G and 6G. Can you share insights into the challenges your team encounters in driving innovation in telecommunications?
It's always about challenging the status quo, isn't it? If you are driving innovation, you are making some changes to the existing system. Not all the changes are liked by everyone, not all the changes are correct. There is definitely a risk of a balance between risk taking and the justification for the return of investment. And when you are looking to do research that spends such an extensive time frame, from pretty much now to the next 3, 5, 10 years, you really do need to not only address the current need, but also understand what's coming next and be prepared for what's coming next. So you need to stay ahead of the curve. You need to understand the emerging technology, the business aspects, and the future commercial feasibility. For example, some of the technologies may not be accommodated by the current system, but they may have a great potential in the future. I would say it's a mixed combination of the complexity of the technology, the business aspects, the interdisciplinary collaboration, and from time to time, resource constraint. But it's the intellectual stimulation behind it that makes the work really interesting.
So as the chair of an AI expert working group at UKTIN, you play a pivotal role in identifying opportunities and gaps in the UK telco AI ecosystem. How does the working group contribute to fostering AI innovation?
Yeah, so The expert working group is a group with 15 members, and they come from industry, academia, research institute, SMEs. And what we did is we worked together with extensive discussions and debates among ourselves to identify the opportunities and challenges of future AI capabilities in telco and with an angle for UK ecosystem. So what we have discovered is that at the moment, there are lots of acceleration and advancement of AI application to the network, but they are also quite fragmented in the sense that, the AI models can be trained by different data sets from different vendors in different environments. And we do think there is this opportunity to have a more unified framework and approach to address AI in telco. This is why we made a recommendation of a future network platform and the innovation program on top of it, to boost the innovation to help to overcome the barriers on, for example, data and computational resources, to allow everyone to co-innovate, cooperate, and co-experiment the AI capabilities in telco network. We published the paper right before Mobile World Congress, and do have a look and let us know what you think.
Could you share your thoughts on the importance of recognizing women's contributions to technology and how it impacts the overall diversity of thought in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't stress enough how important it is to have this diverse and inclusive working environment. It is important for the team's morale, for the productivity, and also for the well-being of the team and organization. I think the organization and the hair management really do need to understand that, this is not just about ticking a box or providing a nice report with a more balanced number, but this is more about tapping into the wisdom of the other half of the talent pool. And I'm not even saying this from a woman perspective. Imagine if you have a team with all extroverts where the introvert don't feel like comfortable to contribute, you will lose that sort of aspects and you lose that sort of creativity. So that's why I think it's so important to have the visibility of women and the representation of women at all levels, especially at the leadership level, because our next generation girls, if they see all the men VPs, men directors, men chief engineers, at the same time, they see few women who are successful in this field, they are not going to join the industry.
So as someone passionate about AI and connectivity, you mentioned that the network must be right to achieve the full potential of AI. Can you elaborate on the symbiotic relationship between AI and connectivity in the context of 6G?
Yes, I think I said that in TM Forum DTW 2023, but I think the idea emerged much earlier than that. The rationale behind it is at the moment there are lots of AI solutions and AI advancement in addressing network issues, right? For example, to reduce network operational cost, to enhance efficiency, and to improve customer service. But at the same time, we do see there are still challenges for the network to better support AI. For example, these AI models, they are developed individually and they need to work together and they need to be fully integrated into the network, across the network end to end. So that requires the network to be able to support the collaboration, interaction of the AI models, share of the data and the AI models across the network. For the AI to work efficiently, that means to pull the right communication and computational resources. When AI are fully integrated in the network, and this is where I believe the network is becoming the platform to host the data intelligence, communication, and computational resources, and is able to provide the AI-empowered value-added services to the third party and offer it to the wider ecosystem to the other sectors.
So do you believe the telecommunications industry has fully embraced AI? Or are there areas that still need more widespread integration and exploration?
I think there is definitely a excitement in the industry to embrace AI. If you think of 5 years ago when we started to talk about using AI in the network, we get lots of questions challenging on the feasibility and the benefit of using AI. What about the security aspects of AI? What about the ethics? What about the risk of AI? What if AI messes up the network, right? But we made progress, and we started to deploy the AI solutions into the network and starting to see the benefit. AI for energy saving is one of the compelling examples where we are able to see 20 to 30% of energy consumption reduction in the network, which maps to the operator's electric bill and maps to their carbon footprint. But I think there are still quite a bit of challenges ahead in order for us to achieve that vision of AI-native network. In the sense, at the moment, the AI solutions are still developed on a use-case-by-use-case perspective, and they are addressed like individually and in a quite frankly, a fragmented manner. And the integration of AI is going to be a significant challenge, and the cost of AI training is also going to be a significant challenge and the computational resources. I think, yeah, the industry is definitely embracing AI, but there are still a journey to go in order for us to fully embrace AI.
All right. So the last question for you is of a personal kind. What would you be doing in your life if not this?
I don't know. I have no idea. I've been doing this for my life.
I don't know. Teaching, anything? No, you don't know.
Not really. I am Yue Wang, the head of advanced network research in Samsung Research. Catch me on the Technology of the Month broadcast.